This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
We welcome the report of the independent expert on protection against violence and discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Every single one of us should be free to walk down the street or live our lives without fear of violence and discrimination. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and gender non-conforming people across the globe endure hostility, intimidation and exclusion based on who we are or who we love on a daily basis. The report highlights the need to remove laws that entrench discrimination and stigma based on sexual orientation and gender identity. As the report positively notes, Australia now has marriage equality and has led the way in repairing the harm caused by the criminalisation of same-sex activity, delivering formal state apologies and introducing schemes to erase unjust historic criminal convictions. However, putting the issue of marriage equality to an unnecessary and harmful public vote in 2017 fueled hate speech and violence and caused deep and lasting harm to LGBT people and their families. Like many countries around the world, more work is needed in Australia to protect LGBTI people from harm, from public harassment and hate crime, so-called conversion therapy, and forced or coerced surgery. States can and must play a critical role in addressing the root causes of bias and prejudice which underpin this violence and discrimination LGBT people face. We call on all UN member states to engage with the independent expert in his vital and life-saving work. This is about fairness and equality, dignity and respect, love and happiness. Thank you.
Yesterday, human rights lawyer Lee Carney had the honour and privilege of delivering a statement to the UN Human Rights Council on the importance of protecting LGBTI rights globally. Lee is in Geneva for the next 3 weeks, advocating for stronger human rights protections in relation to LGBTI rights and women's rights back home. And we look forward to touching base with her next week to see how these conversations are going.
I'm standing here in Geneva, outside the UN, where I've just delivered a statement to the UN Human Rights Council. Today, the independent expert on sexual orientation and gender identity tabled his first and major report calling to end the scourge of discrimination and violence that LGBT people face worldwide. Right now, more than 3 billion people, that's almost half the world's population, live in 72 countries that still criminalise same-sex activity. It's unsurprising that there are some countries that don't want the UN to be doing this kind of work, that don't believe that LGBTI people deserve the same fundamental human rights as everyone else. But some countries stood up and supported the UN's work in this area, and that included Australia. It's great to see Australia take a stand in support of the UN's work, but we delivered a statement that called on Australia to do more. We want the Australian government to put an end once and for all to public harassment, to hate speech, to hate crime, to forced and coerced surgery. It's not over now that we've got marriage equality. There's still so much more work to be done, and we can't get complacent with our human rights. Because fundamentally, this is about fairness and equality and dignity and respect.
Here on The Informer, we bring you Australia's LGBTI news and current affairs, and we love doing it. We have other shows on Joy, such as Worldwide Waves, that look at what is happening globally. But sometimes it's important for all of us to take the time to focus past our own backyard. During Ida Hobbit last month, we at The Informer started talking about finding ways on the show to highlight what's going on in our LGBTIQA+ global community, while still bringing you the news and current affairs for Australia. We started to remember that 12 months ago, we couldn't stop talking about what was happening in Russia, with vigils of solidarity all around the country. And here we are, 12 months later, and circumstances for our LGBTIQ communities in Russia continue to get worse, and we hear about it less and less. Now on The Informer, Darcy Meehan reminds us of the past year in Russia, because just because there isn't a headline doesn't mean we shouldn't be reminded of injustices around the world.
Last year, The Informer reported on the gay purge in Chechnya, which made international headlines when Russian pop singer Zemlin Bekaev went missing. Bekaev was last seen on August 8, 2017, when he travelled to Chechnya's capital, Grozny, to attend his sister's wedding. During this time, many gay men had reported incidents of being abducted and tortured by Chechen authorities in what was being called a gay purge. It's widely believed Bekaev's disappearance was a result of this anti-gay purge, as the singer was believed to have recently come out. The leader of Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov, was questioned about the abuse of gay men and stated that gay people do not exist in Chechnya, claiming you can't persecute people who don't exist. Although almost a year has passed since Bekaev's disappearance, he's still missing, and there's been no answers given as to what happened to him. This has led to many pressuring Russian authorities to further investigate his disappearance. The Chechen leader Kadyrov has since made further statements, suggesting that Bekaev's family are likely the ones responsible for his disappearance, going on to say he believes that the family would likely have committed an honor killing. Quote, "If there were such people in Chechnya, the law enforcement organs wouldn't need to have anything to do with them, because their relatives would send them somewhere from which there is no returning." Many have taken Kadyrov's suggestion that Bekaev was killed by his family as confirmation that Bekaev is in fact dead, and as an excuse from Kadyrov, who seems to be preparing a narrative to justify Bekaev's death by shifting responsibility away from Chechen authorities. Kadyrov has been deflecting heavily during these most recent allegations, stating that foreign agents were responsible for sensationalizing the news about Bekaev's disappearance. Kadyrov went on to explain that so-called human rights activists make up all sorts of nonsense for money. The Chechen leader has repeatedly denied reports of anti-LGBT abuse, with his spokesperson calling them absolute lies and disinformation, despite his blatantly homophobic remarks and apparent desire for Chechnya to be a country without gays. If there are any gays, take them away from us, to purify our blood. If there are any, take them. Still, the Chechen leader has suffered few ramifications for his government's gay purge, which remains ongoing in Chechnya. Russian leader Vladimir Putin has largely shrugged off accusations of the state-sanctioned abuse, unconcerned with any potential political backlash. Despite the initial news coverage, little has been done to solve the disappearance of Zemlin Bekaev, or to address the wider issue of the persecution of gay men in Chechnya. Kadyrov has not been held accountable, and there hasn't been sufficient pressure on the Russian government by the international community to get Kadyrov to properly address these accusations. However, the Russian LGBT network is determined to do something about it. Not only are they leading efforts to evacuate those in risk out of Chechnya, they're also teaming up with the website All Out to launch a global campaign demanding that Russian authorities investigate this case. If you or someone you know would like to help the Russian LGBT network get answers and help the victims of the Chechen gay purge, you can sign the petition at go.allout.org or by searching justice for Zelim. That's Z-E-L-I-M.
It is important to look past our own borders. Today, the news announced that the United States is leaving the United Nations Human Rights Council, with US Envoy to the UN Nikki Haley calling it an organization that is not worthy of its name, marking the latest withdrawal by the Trump administration from an international institution. What's that mean for LGBTIQ communities in the US and around the world?
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.